We've been hearing a lot about messenger RNA lately as we hear about the COVID vaccine and what is messenger RNA and what is even RNA. Maybe some of us have heard of DNA, at least deoxyribonucleic acid, for those that remember from school. That's the genetic building blocks of who we are inside our cells. And there's RNA, the other kind of information. And then even within our cells, we know that they're little organelles like mitochondria. And there's mitochondrial DNA? Wow, a whole bunch of stuff we can't see that the scientists tell us really exist and we believe. Well, you know, here's an interesting biological fact that we learn from all these little organelles and things inside our cells. This mitochondrial DNA, scientists actually tell us that because of that, they know that we are all descendant from one woman. Now, that seems crazy. I mean, a lot of people think, well, Adam and Eve in the Bible, yeah, that's a nice story, but, you know, we probably, you know, sprung up all over the place. A little bit here, a little bit there, we evolved, and gradually there were just humans all over. Yeah, actually, the science tells us we're all descended from one woman. Well, today, in our readings for Mass, we're kind of coming to the end of the sad story of Genesis. We hear about the fall, how Adam and Eve have sinned, and they get kicked out of the garden, and then it says that Adam called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. Now, whenever we hear a name in the Bible, normally it means something. Like Heva in Hebrew actually means mother of all the living. And what a fitting title, because in fact, all of the living, all of humanity is in fact descendant from this one mother. But as is often the case in the Bible, someone in the Old Testament or something that happens in the Old Testament, well, it is what it is, but then it also points forward to something else that hasn't happened yet. And so, yes, Eve is the mother of all the living, biologically speaking. But on this Saturday, as we do in ordinary time when there's not another saint, we celebrate, well, the feast of the new Eve, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, what do I mean by the new Eve? Well, the church is often referred to as that. Of course, Mary's name isn't Eve, it's Mary. But if the first Eve is the mother of all the living, biologically speaking, well, the new Eve, Mary, is the one who really lives up to the name mother of all the living, because she is the one, through her, yes, her fiat to God's plan that Jesus would become one of us, well, she is the mother of all the really living, the living in the life of grace, the mother of all those who will live forever. Now, talk about being mother of all the living. That's a pretty amazing title. In the Old Testament, Eve, the first Eve, is a foreshadowing or a type of the new Eve to come. That's the way types work. There's one thing in the Old Testament that points to something else in the future. Or at least that when we see it in the future, we can look back and say, oh, this is kind of like that. Like when Moses and the Israelites crossed the Red Sea coming out of slavery in Egypt. Well, the church fathers rightly saw that, well, this prefigured, it was a type of baptism to come, when we go through the waters of baptism and leave the slavery of sin to be free in the promised land of the new life of grace. So today, as we honor our Blessed Virgin Mary, we see that she was tested like the first Eve in the garden, a serpent, in Hebrew, a dragon, Leviathan, could be like a flaming beast sort of thing. It was scary. And, of course, Adam, what the heck was he doing? He was letting his wife talk with the dragon? Not very good, Adam. So Adam and Eve are equally to blame, in case everyone was wondering there. But, okay, Mary encounters this strange, terrifying figure in a garden, or Eve does, and she says, I don't trust God. Well, fast forward, and, of course, the new Eve also encounters a terrifying figure, Gabriel. Now, we don't think of an angel as being terrifying, but, hey, when the angel of the Lord shows up anywhere in Scripture, people are terrified. They fall on their face and they think they're going to die. And so, of course, the angel Gabriel, his first words to Mary are, don't be afraid. So Mary, too, had reason to be afraid. But unlike the first Eve, who doubted God and took for herself, the new Eve said, I trust God. I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. And gave birth to all the living in the new life of grace. So today, let's be thankful to our Blessed Mother, and let's also see that, well, we have a chance to do it right, to do it over, just like the new Eve got right what the old Eve got wrong, well, maybe the new you can get right what the old you got wrong. After all, we're descendants of the mother of all the living. The first Eve, according to humanity, but more importantly, we are brothers and sisters in the family of God because of Mary, who said yes and became the mother of all Christians in the life of grace. So let that be the thought today as you try to be the best version of yourself, even to be the new you. And God bless you.